منذ رمضان يستخل المنت والصبر. Very few people understand what's the meaning of sabr. Very easy to say I'm making a lot of sabr. But when you're faced with different situations and conditions, most of us fail in fulfilling the sabr. And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, the sabr is something which is so great that the reward is so much beyond. بغير حساب. But that is your life of 24 hours. A person is going to go through sabr. 24 hours. And you get three kinds of sabr too. And the sabr and the ta'at. To fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala, at that time to make sabr. At that time to make sabr in how you to perform your namaz. Everything should be according to how Allah wants you to be. You make sabr. Not that in a masjid and you will run out. There's no sabr that is. In a masjid, but not in a masjid. At that time, the time for you to perform namaz in the way how you're supposed to perform the ruku and sajda, the recitation, everything. Your mind must be with the namaz. Not that you left your business, but you are still with the business. That time you make a salah in the way it makes everything accordingly. Following the imam takes a bit long in making sabr. In making sabr. Not that everything, all kind of thoughts are in your mind. Look, the imam is taking long. Although the imam will not take long, sometimes happens. At that time, are you making sabr or not? Raise your mind. Every posture of your salah, you're making sabr. And thereafter also, sometimes the air condition is on. Load shedding takes place. Now it's gone very hot. Where is your sabr that time? That time is beyond your control. So you make sabr at that time, that you make sabr that you should control yourself. All kind of thought mustn't come into your mind. Because you're facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He wants you in that condition. So how much sabr you have to make when you're trying to fulfill Allah's command? That is only salah I'm talking about. But come fasting. The fasting of sabr is what's so great. Namaz is only 5 minutes and finish. And fasting is 12 hours and 15 hours. How do you make sabr on that? You're going to be tested in this. أَحَسْبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتَرْكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Are you under the impression that you know you come in this world or not tested? Allah, I will test you. And this is your sabr. Allah Ta'ala says, the reward is our decision to give you fasting. But now in fasting, so much of sabr is wanted. To make sure that you know, because of your own desire, you get angry. You lost the reward. Merely because you got angry. Not because of Allah Ta'ala. Because of your own. What you wanted something to happen, not happen according to what you wanted. And you got very angry in the state of fasting. So what have you lost? The reward. At that time you're supposed to make sabr. Complete sabr. Patience. Go home also, it so happened that you wanted to eat something. Or you went home and you saw that the food was not yet ready. At that time you're supposed to make sabr. To walk away from there. Not to get angry and lose the whole day's reward. You lose the reward because you harm someone. That person got taklif too. So what have you achieved in the month of Ramadan? So when you walk in the street, when you're fasting, someone will saw you, vulgar with you. You may stubborn and walked away. That's why they say there's one ibadah that you say someone I'm fasting. Someone fasts, why should you say I'm fasting? To remind him also. So sabr is something that we very quickly say sabr. But a person who makes real sabr will not say I make sabr. A person who really makes sabr will say I don't know, he doesn't claim anything. But he makes sure he makes sabr. From your own children sometimes happen to. In this condition, they can't cause proper inconvenience to you. You may suffer a lot. So one is namaz suffer, one is fasting suffer. That is more difficult. It is more difficult because as if you are hungry. And then what happens to you? You lose yourself. So why did Nabi Karim say that this is a month of sabr? This is what you have to do. Sabr and ta'at. Fulfill every command of Allah Ta'ala. Sabr in the exact way which Quran Sharif too. Read the Quran Sharif, why you recite in Quran Sharif? And thereafter someone comes sit next to you to talk to you. A sabr was to read Quran, not to talk to you. Yes, it's something important, it's something else. At that time it's something else. But when you recite in the Quran, who are you talking to? At that time you suffer that someone talks to you too, at that time will come next to you to talk to you. You're not supposed to look at his face also. Not you. That time you suffer that. Not to close the Quran and close the thing. Allah Ta'ala says, you close with me, so I close with you. So everything what is suffer in that, to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala, it's suffer. Continues. They say in the Kitab, that if you read Quran Sharif, at that time, certain time, Allah's acceptance is coming on to you. And while the acceptance is supposed to be coming on to you, you begin to talk to this person. So you close the door of acceptance. So how important it is that you must know how you behave yourself, how you spend your time living. So that one is suffer on ta'at, with namaz, with everything that. And suffer on ma'asiyat. Suffer on ma'asiyat to commit guna. You have the means of committing guna. You know no one looking at you, only Allah looking at you. But yet you know you have the suffer, I'm not going to commit the guna. Whether it's with their eyes, whether it's with their ears, whether it's with their tongue. You know this part that ghibat is bad. You may suffer, I'm not going to speak. When others are speaking in front of you, they ghibat, you walk away from them. And you may suffer not to join them in talk all those things. So one side of your fasting is going out there. So that ghibat also. So suffer on your maasiyat, you commit a sin. That your eyes want to see something. And today, in these days, I'm trying to say their acts are very bad. It's filthy. It's so filthy. And you know, it just draws a person. It's just like it is like a drug. It just opens the thing, draws the thing. And you forget I'm fasting. And then you realize I'm fasting, but you lost everything. The noor that was there, that was it. The noor that you're supposed to have in the fasting, the noor that is gone also. So how much you have to be on guard to make sabr on these things? So when this thing comes, you must know, you must not keep look at it. Keep away from those things. A fasting person, when he really keeps fast, he has this in mind, he has the fear of Allah Ta'ala in him all the time. That's why the actual purpose of fasting is taqwa. The actual purpose is taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that. The purpose of fasting is not to keep people eating and drinking, to bring taqwa in you. If taqwa did not come into you, then what have you derived? You have derived nothing at all. So that is called taqwa masjid. Masjid commission. Whatever any kind of sin I'm talking about, stealing, telling lies, with the eyes, everything what you do. And the last one is taqwa al-musibah. Sabr al-musibah. It's very difficult. Very difficult. The musibah that you're going through, the sickness you may be going through, the difficulty you may be facing through, at that time to make sabr is very difficult. And at that time you make it. Whether you've got a business to, you're running a business according to Sharia. Everything according to Sharia. But the business is not running. You're not running. Allah Ta'ala will see whether you're making sabr or not. Whether you're making sabr or not. Whether you're really making sabr. They just keep quiet and continue and not complaining. Because if a person complains, then he's talking back on Allah Ta'ala, he's coming on Allah Ta'ala. So at that time, sabr al-musibah, he's going through sickness, he's going through all kinds of sickness, he's going through difficulties, in sickness also, he's going through doctors and doctors and doctors. He does the right, all the kind of it, goes through the wrong medical, all the medical, whatever it is. But still he's not winning, but he's making sabr.
You are not begin to complain, what's wrong with me? Why is it happening to me? And why not tell the next person? Begin to complain. But you make him suffer all the time. With all the pain and all that, he's still keeping quiet. Well, now you know that's what is happening to me. And Ayyub alayhi salam was the greatest servant of example to us. When he went to Taqlih, what Taqlih he went? The sickness that he went, the people do not want to see in the country. Please. They took him out of that place. They took him out. Yet he did not say one word. He did not say one word. He did not complain to Allah. His wife even told him, why don't you make dua to Allah Ta'ala? So what did he tell? How many years Allah gave us good health? That much he says. In other words, he was trying to say that to Allah Ta'ala. When Ayyub alayhi salam. So that's why the taqlid that we go through, which we don't ask for. No one may ask for taqlid, but when it comes, you will make salah. All kinds of salah. To complain, why is happening to me? What wrong did I do? What sin I committed? These kind of statements are not good to make. And if you only know that those people who get taqlid are those most nearest to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, every Nabi went through taqlid, the Nabi himself made the most taqlid. If you what taqlid you are going through, what Nabi Karim is doing, nothing could be what Nabi Karim from it. Why? Because Allah Naradim, Na'udhillah, no. He was most close to Nabi Karim, Allah Ta'ala. Yet Allah Ta'ala tested him. And then to show him that he loved him so much and gave the greatest gift that allowed him to come to Miraj. That was the time when he was going to the highest depth of taqlid. To show him that Allah said, I'm so good to you, I love you so much, and he called him that time to go for Miraj. And what a great gift he gave. And what would happen to him, that only Allah knows. Sabr is something is very important. Musibat time is something, when something comes upon you, then you do not pass any kind of wrong statements. Then you see how Allah does. One is sabr on itaat, you get 300 sawab. Sabr on masiyat, you get 600 sawab. But sabr on musibah, 900. Because at that time when you're very, very sick, you still say, I want to fulfill the command of Allah. You don't forget the salah. Now that I'm very, very sick, I cannot move to still make a namaz. I must keep my Allah happy. With that condition, the people when they get sick, they get completely lame. They don't want to do anything. At that time, to Allah does he make namaz, ishara to not make it. You don't forget me that way. So the reward is 900 times. So when musibat comes on you, then you remember Allah Ta'ala more, because that is the most difficult time to remember Allah Ta'ala. So reward also becomes one more. The three types of sabr we got in us, may Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of following the sabr. Especially the month of Ramadan, become very practical with sabr so that after Ramadan you become more strong and strong. Baabullah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam, Sayyidina, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka at-tawwab. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi umuri kullina. قادمنا من في الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا توفني مسلما وشهدا الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمتك يا